Okay. My name is Jan. I'm here with Ella, with the two youth ambassadors from the Baltic Sea Project today, interviewing Rasmus Andresen, a member of the European Parliament. And yeah, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself first and what age you got into politics and what motivated you.
Yes. Well, as you said, my name is Rasmus. I'm got elected to the European Parliament for the first time back in 2019. Before that, I've been involved in politics at a local level. I'm here from the town of Flensburg, the Danish minority. Went to a Danish school here where we started quite early, like at the age of like 13 or 14, to discuss politics. And then, like at the age of 15, I thought, I mean, it's nice to talk about politics, but I really wanted to get involved and change society. And especially, like, fighting for social justice was one of the topics I was mostly interested in. And then I became an activist in the youth organization of the German Green Youth and started as a volunteer there. Did that for many years, and then some years later, I then got involved I ran for parliament and got elected then after some tough fights. But I started like at a very young age, just because I wanted to do something, and that was here in Flensburg, actually.
Very inspiring.
Yes. Was there a specific moment when you felt like if I want things to change, I need to enter politics myself?
Well, I mean, I was quite frustrated about politics at that time. Even back then, the Greens in Germany were in government, so it was not about that, like, I thought they are doing everything well. I shared the values of the party, but I was quite unhappy with the direction, like, the government at that time took. And my feeling was that, I mean, it's not enough to sit in government, but you need to see some activism, you need to do something at a local level to change society. And for me, it was quite important to be part of that and not just like to, get angry about like how society went. But then I wanted and I believed in change, and that's why I then became engaged. And actually, I had a bit problems to find myself in different parties, first of all, and I was a bit unsure about if I should join a party or if I should do something else. But then my feeling was that it was best to become a party member, because then you can have influence of the direction of the party.
Yeah, I think you're a really inspiring person also for such young people as us, trying to change policy, political things also at the age of 15 till 18.
So if we're frustrated today with politics like you were back then, what's one or two things that you would definitely tell every young person who wants to get into politics, maybe change environmental policy, because that's what we're talking about here mostly at the Baltic Sea Project, or what's a mistake we should avoid?
Well, I mean, first of all, I think it's really important to get involved and to do something, because democracy means and lives with activism and activity of all citizens. And I think that, like it is today, young people have to live with the decisions we are taking in parliament for the longest time, because you're there for many, many decades. And old people doesn't have to live with the decisions for as long time as you will. So this means that it's really important what will be decided today, and to influence the decisions politicians are making. And especially when it's about climate and environment, where we can see that maybe not enough is going on right now, it's important to get engaged. And you can do that at the age of 14, 15, 16. And there is no problem with that. Of course, you cannot get elected, or you won't get elected to the European Parliament at the age of 16, maybe later. but you can still do a lot at local level, for example, by joining a party, a youth organization, an NGO, find people who have the same interest as you, find some concrete projects you can deal with and where you also can see some possibilities to change things in your region or in your city. So there is a lot, there are lots of opportunities, but I think the most important thing is to find some goals you really believe in and or some projects you really would like to see changed, and then to find some others to do that together with you. And I also think there are good examples for that. For example, the youth climate movement, like Fridays for Future, in the past, they had been quite successful in organizing very big demonstrations with very few activists at the beginning when they started up. And there are a lot of other examples in history as well. So it's about doing things and try to do things.
Yeah. Really important, I think, to just start.
Yeah. Were there frustrating parts of trying to change policy?
Yes. I mean, politics can be quite frustrating. Things are taking too long time, I think. But it's still important to do it and to fight for it. And then in some years' time, I mean, it depends on the size of the project and of your dreams and goals, of course. But you can see some changes and you can make a difference. And this you will understand, like, when you have been involved for some time. But the frustrating thing is that things are taking longer time than you think it should take.
So what motivates you and keeps you up is that you have goals and that you make can the change?
Yes, and of course also like to see some of the wins we have on the way. Let's put it like this. So to have some smaller goals you can achieve to reach the bigger ones afterwards is quite important. And in politics, for example, in the parliament, this means that you can see maybe some reforms passed, some projects passed. I'm a member of the budget committee in the European Parliament, means that we are deciding on a lot of EU funding, where the what the EU should spend money on. And maybe sometimes I would see some bigger changes and some bigger programs, but sometimes also small projects, for example, which get money from the EU can help a lot. And so having some smaller projects and smaller goals on your way to reach the bigger ones, I think that's also very important.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a part of the way.
Yeah.
Because you didn't go into politics with the goal of becoming a politician, right? You just wanted to make a change.
Yes. Yeah, and I also think that this is important in politics because it's about changing or creating society and democracy, and this is what I think is the most important part of it. And then you need to have some ambitious goals, and of course also some personal goals are completely fine, but the main objective is the goal and are the values you are fighting for, you want to fight for, and not some career options, I think.
Mm-hmm. Very important message. So, one or two sentences that every listener should take with them, maybe after listening to this episode, the young people who want to get involved.
I think the most important point is to believe in yourself and in your dreams and to make a plan to get them realized.
Mm-hmm. Good sentence. Thank you.
Thank you.